In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches us that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How are you named?
David, Lord Gerson.
David, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold David according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood all sin in him, which has been inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
David, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, sir.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, sir.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in God, the Father, almighty maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? If so, then answer, I do. Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the scriptures, as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true? Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, then answer, I do, by the grace of God. Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit even to death? If so, then answer, I do by the grace of God.
I do by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, then answer, I do by the grace of God.
I do by the grace of God.
David, do you desire to be baptized?
I do.
David Gursky, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Receive this white garment to show that you have been clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sin. So shall you stand without fear before the judgment seat of Christ, to receive the inheritance prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all treasures in heaven, in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen.
We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted David the new birth in holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
David, peace be with you. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
David, my servant, with
of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the baptism of our Lord is from Joshua chapter 3. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shiloh. And they came to the Jordan, he and all the people of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it." The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant. When you come to the brink of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap." So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan, with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priest bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest. The waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those flowing down toward the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. And the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all Israel was passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things.
Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. "For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were born of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, it is written, 'Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the gospel.
Your good spirit lead me on.
baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Jordan River is a remarkable place. It is a place of life and death, of departure and arrival. Its waters are both knives and wounds, cutting away the old and giving birth to the new. Here, Moses passes away in a desert land, while Joshua passes over to the land flowing with milk and honey. Here, Elijah departs in his fiery chariot, while Elisha is filled with a double portion of his spirit. Here, John, having baptized the Messiah, decreases while Jesus increases. And here, you must decrease, must depart, must die, must become nothing, that out of the nothing you become, the Father might create you anew. Our forefathers, the Israelites, had staggered around the circle of death in the wilderness for 40 years. Then, with a whole generation of corpses buried behind them in the desert sand, they stood face to face with the Jordan River, ready to enter the promised land. The Jordan was the river of a new exodus, better than the one their fathers had experienced 4 decades ago at the Red Sea. Then their enemies had snapped at their heels like mad dogs. Now their foes cowered in fear behind Jericho's walls. Then they entered the lifeless desert. Now they step into God's holy land. The Ark of the Covenant, where the Word became present and dwelt among them, that Ark would open the door that led from the old to the new, from death in the wilderness to life in the land. Born upon the shoulders of the priests, it was carried to the brink of the Jordan. And when the feet of the ark-bearing priests touched the water, the river was divided or torn in two, kind of like a veil is in the temple. It opened the way to the promised land beyond. And so, as God stood upon his ark in the middle of the Jordan, his people passed over on dry ground into the land called Holy. For 40 years, they had decreased, departed, and died, become nothing, that out of the nothing they had become, the Father might create them anew as his chosen people, holy and blameless before him. Therefore, when Jesus is ready to be baptized, he epiphanies himself at no other river than the Jordan. How could it be otherwise? On the bank of that river stands the church, watching as John the priest baptizes Jesus, who is the new Ark of the Covenant, and the new priest, and the new Joshua, and not just the Ark made present among them, but Yahweh himself in the flesh. Jesus is all this and more. Here are no golden cherubic wings upon the old Ark of the Covenant, but wings of the Spirit's dove landing on Jesus, the new Ark. Here the waters do not split. Rather, the heavens themselves are rent asunder. The doors are thrown open. The way is prepared. For Jesus stands in the Jordan as the new Israel and as your substitute. He has no need of this baptism, for he is pure and clean, unstained by sin. But he submits to this baptism to fulfill all righteousness, to fulfill all the law for all sinners, for you. Rather than have his sins washed away, Jesus stands in the Jordan to become awash in the sin of the world, to be covered by all sin, that he might bear it in all of it in his body as the scapegoat who is led out by the Spirit into the wilderness. Jesus, enters the filthy waters of the Jordan River to take the sin out of the Jordan, to leave it pure and holy, that sinners might receive him. And these waters are prepared for you, O sinner, and God knows you need it. For all you have prepared for yourself is destruction. You're not that much different from those stubborn and grumbling Israelites of old. You too prefer the comforts of slavery to the struggles of freedom, the pains of pilgrimage. The manna God provides is never really tasty enough. God never lives up to your expectations. So silently, or even audibly sometimes, you wish for an easier way. You hanker for a way unencumbered by stubborn children, troublesome spouses, meager incomes, and failing health. You want an easy way with an easy God. But God has not called us to ease, but to battle, to be ready for whatever cross he places upon us. Repent. Get out of Egypt. And more importantly, get Egypt out of you. Leave the wilderness of sin and death. Cross the Jordan. For the way is prepared. It is prepared for you. The ark of Christ has been painted red with the blood of his atonement, shed for you on the altar of the Holy Cross. For Jesus is not only the scapegoat, taking the sins out of the community and into the wilderness, he is also the sacrificial goat, put to death to atone for the sin of the world. As the one who baptizes him points to him and says, "Behold the Lamb of God that takest away the sin of the world." All the Jerichos of your sin and death have been done away with in his death and conquered in his resurrection. The strongholds of Canaan, your enemies, have been vanquished in his empty tomb. There is nothing left to fear. No one who can harm you. It is at the baptismal font where you stand, dear friends, in that Jordan River. In the Jordan River of Christ's death and resurrection, for the water that flowed from his dead, pierced side on the cross flows into the font to wash you clean, just as we witnessed with the baptism of our brother Dave this morning. Here is the living water Jesus promised, water full of grace, love, and mercy, the washing of regeneration and new life in Christ. A new life that never ends. Dear friends, you are not those who were baptized. Rather, you are those who are baptized. At the Jordan of your baptism, you died. You became nothing. So that the nothing you became, the Father created you anew, that you would be his new creation. For anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. You are the Father's beloved Son in whom he is well pleased. The water of the Jordan has cut away the old and given birth to the new. And now you live in your baptism, clothed in the white robe of Christ's perfect holiness and righteousness. You live in and with the life that is not your own and will never be taken from you. For you live in the one who is one with the Father and has become one with you. Jesus places himself in the Jordan River so that in baptism he might place you into himself. You are baptized as a member of his body, as intimately connected to Jesus as a finger is to a hand, a skin to muscle, muscle to bone. It is Jesus' life that flows into you as freely as the water flows onto you at holy baptism.
You are permeated with God, filled with Him who fills all things, and fills you in particular with forgiveness, everlasting life, salvation, peace, and all the riches of heaven. That is what your baptism means. And it is as relevant today as it was when you had the watery cross mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Your baptism lasts. It is. It isn't was. It is. And there is more. With our good and gracious Lord, there is always more. Like Israel of old, you have crossed into the promised land, but the still waters of the baptismal font flow like a current, leading you to the table your good shepherd has prepared for you. Like St. Peter in the upper room on the night when our Lord was betrayed, you have no need to be bathed again, but you do need to be washed anew time and time again in the blood of the Lamb. And so you are. In the Holy Supper, you are washed. Your baptismal robe, dirtied from your sin and from living in this sinful world, is washed white as snow in Jesus' blood. For just as the water flows from His pierced side into the baptismal font, so does the blood from His pierced side flow into the chalice as the elixir of life and medicine of immortality. Water, bread, wine, foolish things of the world, of no real import or seeming significance. But God chooses the foolish things of the world to work His miracles and save His people in Him. Come then, you who are baptized into Christ, ascend to the new Jerusalem and kneel at the altar of a new and better temple. Open wide your mouth to drink the milk of Jesus' blood and to eat the honey of His flesh. It is all yours, for God has made you all His. You are baptized. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Clean heart, O God.
Lord God, creator of all good things, we pray your blessings upon all that you have recreated, all you have created. Sustain your creation with your mighty power and your tender care. We pray that at the last day you would restore creation to its former glory through the power of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all grace, shower your forgiveness and mercy upon all who are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In baptism, you have united us with your Son, Jesus, that his death and resurrection have become our death and resurrection. Cause us daily to die to sin and to live in your gracious salvation through Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, your Son was baptized in the Jordan River to anoint him to proclaim the kingdom of God. Move us to repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. Enable us in faith to cling to our baptism and to the holy and precious gift of your grace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, you give to your people various vocations through which they show your love to others. As you bless your people with various talents and abilities, grant them the grace to use their gifts for the betterment of their neighbor and to your glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, be with all those who feel the pains of suffering in this wilderness of this dead and dying world, especially with all those who have requested our prayers, including Joan Birch, Bill Harmon, and Marlene Wiltshire, Ella Shaw, Marlene Miller, Maxine Isaacson, Betty Guder, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Scott McCollum, Landon Culp, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd Duby, James Whiting, Maxine Cull, Tyler Duval, Phil Warsop, David Jerry Gerard, Sherry Schaub, Pastor Dan Chambers, Rosemary Reichart, Sally Messer, Michelle Johnson, Matt Baughman, Chris Woodrow, Miriam Sohn, Cameron Snell, Dave Gursky, Jack Strandon, and Jane Tennant. Comfort them in the hour of need and sustain them in the lively hope and genuine peace which comes from knowing Jesus as their Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, you offer grace to your people in your holy body and precious blood in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Assure us of our salvation through this wonderful gift, that we would faithfully receive the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the abundant blessing of all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Our God, who raised Jesus from the dead, we pray for those who grieve this day. Bless all those who have suffered any loss of any kind. Comfort those who have suffered loss of property or financial support. Be with those who grieve the loss of family members, friends, or loved ones. Bless all those who mourn with the joy and hope that can only be found in the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Son, and the Holy Spirit descended on him, confirming him to be the Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body of Christ given for you. very body of Christ given for you. The 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 very body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for Jesus Christ. Jeffrey, the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
Now this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Countenance upon you and give you peace.